With me in the studio is Mike Packard, a pro paddler for 17 years and a regatta mainstay, paddling at this race for about 26 times. Mike, welcome.
Thank you.
How did you get started in this crazy sport?
I got started in this sport with my parents. They did a lot of canoe racing. They did a lot of relay stuff around here. And they were always a part of the General Clinton. If we weren't in the event itself, we would watch the event. And then when I became old enough, around 14, to start participating in youth races, I got my start in junior, what they call fledgling races, and then I just kept going, never stopped.
Let's start with the amateur status. Did you start with a aluminum canoe?
I started pretty much with whatever boat my parents had and whatever one we could use that nobody else was using. And then I got hooked up with a partner from Davenport. His name was Wes Mills, and his dad actually had two racing boats, and that was pretty good for a couple of high school kids that were seniors in high school. And we basically had our choice of boats, and we always had equipment when we were together. And then from there on, we just kind of built up our equipment. But I've paddled about everything, like aluminum boats and amateur boats.
What was your first win?
My first win was 1984 in a class that's now defunct in the General Clinton, and it's the it was called the Super Aluminum class. And what we raced was actually aluminum canoes that looked like racing boats. They were low cut, low volume, and heavy, but they were faster than a traditional alumacraft.
Who was your partner?
Rick Olson. Mm-hmm. And Rick Olson still races to this day. He's out of Mohawk, and he's probably up there around 28, 29 races already.
How do you connect with these people from, like, you know, you all of a sudden you're, you know, the guy from Mohawk you're racing with, and this other guy, you know, up in Davenport, and, you know, how do you just, like, see them out on the river and say, hey, you want to give it a try?
Well, with paddlers, we're kind of a tight-knit group, and when you go to a race, you're always talking with new people. You're always racing against people that you've either raced against before, or you're meeting new people, and everybody's got goals, and you talk to people that might want to do a race, and before you know it, it's my partner isn't available that weekend, and their partner's not available that weekend, and maybe you get hooked up that way. Or you just say, wow, maybe we could really go well together, so you give it a shot.
What about the progression from amateur to pro? I mean, how does that happen?
It happens as a paddler. It happens when you say it happens. Basically, to be a pro paddler, all you have to do is sign on the line. Then, and you, bang, you become a pro paddler. But to be a competitive pro paddler, you need to really season and test you and hone your skills in pro boats and pro races and doing the best you can against the best that there is out there. Basically, I didn't have a ton of amateur wins as an amateur, and I decided that, okay, to get to the next level, I'm going to have to start paddling professionally, and I did that, and I'll never regret it.
How many different partners would you say you had?
I couldn't even venture to guess. Hundreds, not for this race. Probably for this race, I've probably, I don't know, a fair estimate might be 10 different partners for this race, because I did a lot of C1 racing.
This year, you're paddling with Amy Solak?
Yep, Amy Solak. She's from Traverse City, Michigan, and we've raced a few times out here. I think we've raced 3 times out here, and this will be our 4th trip. We've done the Michigan Marathon together as well in 2006.
So basically, when you're racing pro, and you have someone out in Michigan as a partner, you've got to rely on each other that you're going to be working hard to be a good partner for that person, because obviously you're not paddling together before the race.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it is. It's, you know, you just kind of trust that each other's going to be ready to the best of each of our abilities. And, you know, we come together on Friday night. They get into town Friday night. We hang out, have a little bit of dinner. And then on Saturday, we go take a couple practice runs and kind of dial the boat in. And then we rest on Sunday and basically let it fly.
And you're taking a chance the first time with someone that's, say, from Michigan or Massachusetts, because you don't know how well you're going to paddle together, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a chance. It's a chance, but when you talk to people and you start paddling against people and next to people, you know, when you pick a partner, it's like you always think you're doing the best possible thing. you agree to paddle with somebody, you both feel that it's the best possible option at that time for both of you.
And what is your best pro finish?
Ooh, my best pro finish down here is ninth. Got a couple ninths here in the General Clinton, and those were Ed Curley and Al Shaver Jr.
You have two sons. How old are they?
Parker and Colby. Colby is 8 years old, and Parker's 12 years old.
Are they interested in paddling?
They love to go to the races, but they don't want anything to do with the boat. They don't even want to get in the boat. They just they're more into the chaos and the rides and everything else that goes along with the General Clinton weekend.
What makes you keep coming back? Keep doing this? Is there ever a year you say, I'm not doing it this year?
No, actually, I don't really want to quit. I guess it's the simple reason that if I quit, what else would I do? I'm 47 now. I mean, what would I do to get, I'm not going to try to get good at something else now. It kind of would be a backward trip for me, I think. I better stay with what I got, because if I take 1 or 2 years off, for no reason or for any reason, it's still going to be hard to get back to where I was a couple years ago. I'm just scared to stop, basically. But I like the training. I really like the training. The training's almost my favorite part of the whole thing. And, you know, a couple races here and there, a lot of fun, too.
Well, good luck to you and Amy this year, and hope that you have great success and also keep traveling around other races enjoying yourself.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You can see Mike and Amy along the river today in Canoe P13. For Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens.